Glory to God. How long y'all gonna do this? Till the song stops.
God is doing it right now.
Till the song stops. Because we need to. I need to. I need to tell Jesus how much I love him. He has rebuked the devourer off this family. No more curse. Y'all are blessed to the Lord. Hallelujah. Great things in the near future.
Doors are opening for you right now. Oh, expect it, yeah. Expect the great things. Expect the great
Hallelujah.
Things.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, God is doing it. God is
God's doing it.
Right
I can't
now.
Do it, but God can. God will.
I'm expecting
who's thinking this is a long song?
God is working it out, yeah.
Yeah. You can't have enough time to worship God. God's doing it. Let's say it out loud. God's doing it in my life. Yeah. God's doing it. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Turn around and tell four people hello, and you may be seated. Brooklyn, it's so good to see Brooklyn this morning. Sweetheart, we're so glad you're here. Good things. God's doing great things. You may be seated. Danny, you may sit down now. You may sit down. No, you can't sing. You can dance. You want to come up and dance? We believe in dancing. Oh, we don't believe in that kind of stuff. Well, you're going to have a rough time around King David when you see him, because he's going to be dancing down the streets of God. I'm going to dance like King David danced. Hallelujah. He had a grumpy wife that she left more ways than one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, oh, hallelujah. We know, Lord God, that you're here and you have something to say. And, Lord God, we want to do everything just right. Just right, just right, just right. Doug, could we try out that new DVD or whatever we got up there? Can we find the glory of Don't Miss the Glory? Is it available? Can't get it to play. It's brand new. Okay, we'll just skip it then. We won't do it since it won't play. Does that sound good, Doctor? We won't do it since it don't play. All right. Well, Don't Miss the Glory. Let's say that out loud. Don't Miss the Glory. Don't fool around, Mr. Glory. You know, God's good. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Let's go to Joel chapter 2, I believe. Joel. I found Jeremiah. Where's Joel? Let's just read verses 1 and 2, Karen, please. Joel, what's the matter? Oh, you looking for the glory? It's down here. Oh, Wanda done put a fear in you, glory to God. You shouldn't have said 60. Did everybody hear that? I'm in trouble now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're waiting on the glory. Isn't this funny? It's a little awkward, but it's funny. We're waiting on the glory. Waiting on the glory. We got a new piece of equipment up there. The other piece broke, so we're finding the glory, hopefully. The CD and the DVD, and because we want to see it. The Lord has instructed us to do that. So with the help of the Lord and Doug's skill up there, and Wanda's come to see him now. Now he's more trembling. Hallelujah. She's almost to the top, Doug. There she is. Straighten up. She's got the words. He's got the video, hopefully. We got it? Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This sure was awkward. God's good.
All the time.
All the time, God's good. You need to tell somebody something, you've got plenty of time. Y'all can do that right now. Freddie, it's good to see you, my friend. Junior, it's good to see you, my friend. Amen. I need a little pea gravel at my house. Can you bring some? Uh-oh. I heard something. Junior has a gravel truck if you need some gravel.
There you go.
Okay. Peggy, do you know that? We got plenty of gravel on our road now, don't we? Praise God. We got, it looks like Oklahoma Dust Bowl days. Hallelujah.
In the view from the mountain.
Lights, please.
There's a story.
There's a story to be told. Come on now.
In the crashing of the ocean.
Crashing of
the ocean. Power that no man will ever hold.
No man can ever hold that power. Come on. We're talking about Jesus.
All
here.
The stars.
All the stars
in the heavens.
Turn it up.
Decorate your handiwork.
Like y'all seen a
mighty choir,
man.
Come to celebrate your word. Don't let me miss the glory.
Woo! Don't let me miss the glory, Lord.
Don't let me miss the praise.
We praise the Lord. Fill this place with your glory. With your anointing, your presence. I thank you, you're here.
To the honor
I thank you, you're here
name.
To do great things. To make an announcement. Bring healing, power, victory, and discovery to our lives. Oh, glory to God. Let us discover you, Lord God. Oh, there's so many things you want to show.
And the lightning and the thunder, Lord, open up my eyes.
Open up my eyes.
Don't let me miss the glory. In the cry of a baby, in the laughter. In the dance of the faithful, you will find the greatness of our God above.
Woo! You'll find it in your dance of praise.
In the prayer of the righteous, in the beauty of your grace, in a brand new morning's mercy, all your memories of my sin have been erased.
Woo! Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. All of
don't let me miss the glory.
Oh, your glory.
Don't let me miss
your
the
praise.
All creation is singing to the honor of your name.
glory of God, the skies perform the works of his hands. Glory to God. Thank you, Doug, all the help up there. And thank you, Wanda, for causing that to happen. Amen. You may be seated unless you want to stand up. You can stand up, Rose, if you want to. The whole time. You don't have to sit down if you don't want to. Not a good idea, right? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, you're good. He's good all the time. He's happening right up here. And when the Lord moves, you need to move with him. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. I want to begin reading here. We find Joel yet? He's running around. Joel chapter 2. There we go. Verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm to my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is nigh at hand. And we just want to start right there. Everybody say, it's nigh at hand. The day of the Lord is nigh at hand. God is not nervous. He's not worried about anybody's calendar. Time doesn't mean much to God. But it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And I know for sure we're one day closer than we were yesterday.
Amen.
Blow ye the trumpet. Now this is Joel the prophet. The Lord by the Spirit is telling him to blow the sound of the trumpet in Zion because the Lord is coming near. That was hundreds of years ago. Well, if he was near then, he's very near now. Amen? And we know he's near now because of what we read in the Scripture. And let's go to now Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 60. Now, we've got several scriptures here, and I have them listed on my notes. And if you'd like a copy, I have some already printed up. And just a charge of $25. Just kidding. Isaiah 60, verse 1. The Holy Spirit's telling us today, arise. Shine, for thy light is come. Jesus has come, y'all. He came. He came, did he not? Born of a virgin? Right. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Everybody say, that means me. Boy, I wish I could see the glory. The glory's on us. We just need to let him shine. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit, don't you think? Hallelujah. God's just preparing our hearts here because we're going to read now 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. How many know this world's in a pickle? It's in a bad shape. Y'all know that? Well, I knew that, preacher. Yeah. It's not the first time it's been in bad shape, but it's really bad. We are very, very close, I believe. According to other scholars, other people, Word of God, that this period of grace, the church age, will end. How many knows that? It's going to end. Life as we know it is going to end. Because the next thing that happens is Jesus is going to step out on a cloud and he's going to say, Bill, come here! Bill said, Lord, just sing one more stanza. That's what we said the night we went to Jesus. We asked him in our heart, just sing one more stanza, Lord. I'm going to come on the last stanza. How many of you did that? All you other liars, we forgive you. I did it. That was a long, long time ago, but I remember the clothes I had on, the shoes, the whole deal. Just one more song, and then I did that. And boom, next thing you know, you're at the altar. Next thing you know, things change. Don't tell me that Jesus Christ is not God Almighty. He changed me from a sinner under construction saint. Amen. We're all under construction, but we're saved. Right? We've been made the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Right? Everybody ready to go? I just want to tell you, everything's ready. He could do it the next second. It may be another 20 years. I don't know. Doesn't really matter to me so much. I'm ready to go. But the thing is this, we have work to do till he gets here. And God wants to tell us things that some, well, it's not, oh, you know, sometimes God gives you a message that, you know, it's full of fun, it's full of this, and it's prosperous and all this stuff. And we love to hear that, and that's just as much gospel as anything. But there are times he wants to address the church, and today's one of them. So he's talking to all of us today because he wants you to be prepared. You can go through these times before he comes back with victory. I would say with victory. But times are hard. Times have been hard before, brother. I remember some of those times. Guess what? We made it. Guess what? We're going to make it again. Because the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. Don't let go of the shepherd's hand. There are two chapters in Psalms that are going to be anchors for all of us. I'm speaking to the whole church around the world. I wish they could hear me. These two chapters are going to anchor the body of Christ. They are Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. There's revelation all over both of them. It's been known for a long time. But God is showing new things in the Scripture of God. Amen? New things that will bring revelation. That will bring peace and bring comfort. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? I've been there before. And God's brought me out. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. I know he's going to take care of my enemies. That's right. Let's just sit together on three. One, two, three. God is going, is going, is doing, is taking care of my enemies right now. In fact, he is preparing a banqueting table for me to sit down and to eat and to feast and to have joy, even though my enemies are all around. They can't come near me because my shepherd is with me. It's just pretty much that simple. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd. Don't ever, if you don't remember anything else today, this is going to be a challenge. Remember this. We're just sheep. We're God's children, but we're sheep. Amen? Sheep follow the shepherd, or they get hurt, or destroyed, or killed, or things stolen. Who's that sound like? The thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is our enemy. Amen? But Jesus has defeated him. Right? Check out the tomb, sheep. It's empty. Jesus is walking. And now before we go any further, I want us to think about this. Psalms 91, Psalms 23. You might want to write that down. Because I'm 1,000% sure. These two passages are going to bring more comfort during this next period of time because there's some more darkness out here. And we're headed right to it. But John said, the light came into the world and the world comprehended it not. The darkness cannot ever, ever, ever overtake the light that's in you. It can't comprehend it. It can't overtake it. It has to flee. Amen? Yeah, and where is that light? In you and in me. The glory of God is in us. Glory to God. We got to rise and shine and be who God paid for with his own blood. And by the way, this just keeps coming up because I think in my mind, as I was studying when they beat Jesus with the whips and the cat of nine tails and all that stuff. You know, I knew that the Jews had a law that you only do 39 stripes, 39 swings. But the Jews were not the one using the whips. It was the Romans. They had no law. They beat you till they got through. No wonder when Pilate looked at him and said, my God. No wonder the Bible says in Isaiah 54, no one has ever been beaten, tormented like Jesus was. They would say, no one. He paid it all. Just a little addition to that. Jesus was not like you and me. He was in almost every way, but there was no weakness in his body. There was no sin, no sickness in his body. He wasn't born through the blood of man. He was born through the blood of God. So he was a man of a man. That's why he could stand it. And he did it for us. He knew what was coming. I said he knew what was coming. He did it anyway. My God. Glory, glory, glory. Psalms 20. We don't need to go there, Karen. We'll get to that one in just a second. But Psalms 23 deals with the shepherd, right? Psalms 22 deals with what? Jesus on the cross. Psalms 24 deals with what? The King. O ye gates, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Talks about the King is coming. He's coming to your city. Yeah. The King is coming. 22 deals with his what? His death and his burial and his resurrection. His suffering. His sacrifice. 23. Now that's before the cross. We all need that salvation. Now, Psalms 23. He's become not the guy on the cross, but the shepherd. This is the church age. This is where we live. This is where we have been for about 2,000 years. We're the church age. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and empowers us and is the voice and is God. What He hears from heaven, He tells us. He does hear. Right? So, He's our shepherd right now. Everybody say, I believe it. Do you believe He went to the cross? Do you believe He was risen from the dead? Do you believe that right now? Do you believe right now that He is our shepherd? And we're in the church age. And I'm a sheep. He's the shepherd. Let's say that out loud. I'm a sheep. He's the shepherd. I'm a sheep. He's the shepherd. What's the shepherd's job? To lead and take care of the sheep in every possible way. That's why the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And He says, I'm the good shepherd. He's not a hireling. He's willing to give His life, and He did. There was a story of a little girl. She was quoting the 23rd Psalm. She said, the Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. True story. And that's all I want. That's pretty cool, isn't it? If that's all we want, that's all we need. Amen. He's all I want. Why am I chasing everything in the world when all I want, all I need is Jesus? You can buy all the boats and the planes and whatever you want to, but nothing can give you joy but Jesus Christ. Nobody can save, nothing can save you but the blood of the Lord Jesus. Faith in the blood, the resurrection, and His intervening into your life, into your spirit. When you say yes to Him, He says yes to you. And things change. Amen?
Yes.
All right. On the cross, He's a shepherd. Guess what's coming next? Did the cross happen? Yes. Are we in the church age? Yes. What's coming next? Everybody said, what's coming next? Go on. No, what's going to tell me? I'm going to tell you. The King is coming. The King is coming. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those gates mean doors and avenues and represents people. He's coming to a city near you. just any time now. But first is the rapture. We used to practice rapturing. I'm going to give you an example. On the count of three, we're all going to practice rapturing. Now, this is what you can do this at home. Don't do it while you're driving because you'll bump your head. Some of you are going to try it, I guarantee you. Bill, don't you try this. I know your head's hard, but it's going to hurt. We're going to practice rapturing on the count of three. One, two, three. Y'all got it. But you didn't stay up there. You came back down. And at the moment, gravity is a little stronger. But gravity cannot hold back the voice of the Lord Jesus when he says, come here. Come up. Boy, that's going to be a long, slow trip. No. You're not going to have to say, Daddy, are we there yet? No. Twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. Those dead bodies whose spirits have already gone to heaven, believers who have died, their bodies are going to come up out of the grave. They're going to come up first. Then we're coming up right behind them, and we're all going to join. They're going to join their spirit back in the sky. Well, how's that going to happen? I just can't. You don't have to know how. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
You can't learn enough physics to get this straightened out. God can just do that. Everybody, every believer that's buried somewhere in the ocean or whatever, or burned up, are going to be put back together. I don't know how but he's God. There's nothing God cannot do. Amen. Let's say it till we mean it. There's nothing God cannot do. You got it?
Amen.
What about this side?
Got it.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay. Here we go. So, Psalms 22, 23, and 24. Y'all know what that stands for. The King is coming. The next thing. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now Paul's writing to Timothy, who's in Ephesus. Paul got out of town, writing back to Timothy. Now the Spirit, capital S, speaks expressly. What does that mean, expressly? To the point. That in the latter times shall come some shall depart from the faith. Well, are we experiencing that today? You know, we've studied it and we've known it for a long time. You've heard messages about it in the past, not so much lately, but there will be a falling away before the Lord comes back. There will be a great falling away. But there's also, listen, I got good news. That was always a depressing note for me. Great falling. But it's going to also be a great harvest. Amen. But I am looking through a glass darkly, as the Bible tells us. But as we look around us and see, this world is not like it used to be. There's no shame. There's no dignity. There's no morals. There's no manners. Amen. Am I talking okay? Everybody agree? And then there's a whole list of things. This world's not what it used to be. We used to say yes, sir, no, and no, ma'am, and all this kind of stuff. We used to, you know, do things properly. But nowadays, you just do it. If somebody gets in your way, you just run over them. And you talk ugly while you're doing it. Hello? Have y'all noticed the profanity in our world today? Even ESPN, Travis, even ESPN, we talked about this morning a little bit. The announcers on there talking about sports, which I like to hear. But they're using the little four-letter words now, and they think it's cute. And there's another one on there, I won't call his name, but he's enjoying it. That's not proper. Do you think little children are watching ESPN? Yes. Do they care? No. Well, the world talks like this, we might as well. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking to you, and you speaking to me. We're not of this world.
No, we're not.
And I don't have to listen to this world talk like that. So I made a decree, and you're the third witness. Travis is one, and Mike's one. Now you're the third one. Next time I watch football, the sound will be off. Yeah. I'm tired of seeing people who make $12 million a year out on the field ranting and raving. That's okay. You get upset. A lot of things involved. But using the F word and the GD, blatantly, you can read their lips, man. And then at halftime, they ask him about something. He said, "Now, Bill, I'm talking about your coach. I'm sorry." "Well, coach, what'd you do to get them fired up after the first half?" He said, "Did you hear me getting on them over there?" "No, what I heard was profanity." Now, our coach uses profanity too. I don't know one that don't anymore. I don't know, but I don't know them all. I shouldn't be saying this much, but I'm tired of it. Amen. I don't have to listen to it.
No, you don't.
And who was it told me? Jeanette, was that you that went to the Dollar General?
No, me.
It was Karen. Karen went to the Dollar General up on North Side Town, the little mini mark thing. And before she could get in and get out, she heard some of the most vulgar words you've ever heard from people out loud and proud. So it cost them a customer. We don't have to put up with that stuff. And when we do, we're saying it's okay. It's going in our head. It's getting lodged in your spirit. And I'm telling you, you say, "Oh man, I'm so strong in the Lord." You get surrounded with these kind of spirits, and they'll come on you. They'll outnumber you and wear you out. And then the next thing you know, you're saying a little word here or there. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not saying this is, but it's not going to get you God much. But anyway, I'm talking about blatant profanity. We don't do it. I don't want to listen to it. Am I the only one here?
No.
Used to, we men could get around. We'd say stuff. But never say it in front of a woman. Never say it in front of a lady. And you sure didn't, your mama. But today, the ladies are joining right in with the men. It's just where we're coming down to. But Jesus is about to bring us up out of there.
Yes.
The rapture is coming for a major thing to happen, that he would rescue us, that we could escape the stuff that's on the earth, the sin and all that's on the earth. We're going to get to miss it. Now, I'm going on the first load. If y'all want to come on the second, third, or fourth load, that's fine. I'm going on the first load. Because I believe personally that's the main load. We'll get into some rapture stuff and some teaching here in one of these days pretty soon. But the thing is this. Are you ready for the rapture? Because immediately after that, the Antichrist will be revealed. He'll sign an agreement with Israel after 3.5 years, and that lasts 3.5 years. Am I right about this, Miss Agnes? I know. Listen, she's listened to Brother Conrad and Brother Mastin long enough. This is true. 3.5 years is a great persecution, basically for the Jews to get back to God. You don't want to be around when you have to have a number, whatever, 666. Some people say it's a tattoo. I don't know what it is, but I know this. You have to get permission to buy food and stuff for your babies. How many of us will say no to that? Not many. The world will be totally upside down at that time. But at the end of that 7 years, Joyce, there's going to be a mighty sound. We just read it a while ago in Joel. In the last day, the day of the Lord, when he comes again, and he puts his feet. See, the rapture, he don't come to the earth. We meet him in there. When he comes back to the earth, the second coming, when he puts his feet on the earth, there's sure enough going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. And it's going to be in a good way. Then there'll be a battle called the Armageddon. Do y'all remember that part? You know what's going to happen? Yeah. We win. Guess what? All right, you cowgirls. All you cowgirls and cowboys. And I got a stick horse. Glory to God, I got a new stick horse. I'll get him out of the stable here one of these days and let you see him. His name, what was his name? Buttercup? Is that what we named him? Whatever. Or her? Whatever. Anyway. Shane, you got to see my stick horse, buddy. Okay, he's just really, he's a real dude. He's short, but he's good. But we're going to get to come back with Jesus when he comes back riding white horses. Yeah. And the battle is on. And it ain't going to take long. Jesus is going to speak and boom, it's over. The bodies and the blood will be so high in that valley. There's much to be said about that. We don't have time now. But that's where we're headed, folks. This is, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about Revelation. They don't want to study it. They don't want to hear about the rapture because it scares them. I'd like to hear some words so I could be prepared. I would like to know there is a rapture. I know Christians who don't even know about a rapture, who don't even believe in a rapture, don't know what the word means. Amen? I like to know. Because I'm looking forward to it. In the twinkling of an eye, Jeff, we're going to leave here like a rocket. It's just faster than a rocket. Just boom. You have a glorified body. No aches and no pains. Hallelujah. Looking good. Feeling good. But the greatest thing is this. Jesus is going to say, welcome home, my church. He's not going to let you or his church go through that. It wasn't intended for the church. It was intended for the Jews to come back to God, receive Jesus. How can you reject Jesus when he says he puts his feet on and they see him? I don't know. But the thing is this, he's coming. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and your everlasting doors. If you think this is folly, please don't think that, because we've already seen him beaten and put in a tomb and then walk out. We're already experiencing his shepherding over all of us. We've already experienced it. We experience it right now, and the day's coming when he will come, and we'll come with him, and the rapture's going to happen in between, and I'm going in, right? Hallelujah. Ooh. Now the Spirit, especially that in the latter day times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. Do we hear what the Bible's saying? Amen. The latter times shall come, some shall depart from the faith. Ever say depart from the faith? That can never happen to me. Oh, it can. The minute you take your foot off the gas pedal, it can start easing in. What if you were going to a church that was at one time strong on the basic things of God, the Apostles' Creed and all the things of God we've been talking about today, and all of a sudden it shifts? Well, you don't have to tithe. You don't have to even do anything. Just if you're a believer, that's it. You don't have to live a godly life. What do you think is going to happen? This train's going sideways, right? And the leader's taking them all with him, right? That's why James says, let there be not many teachers. They have the greater condemnation. I don't want that to happen to you guys. And I don't want it to happen to me. We're going to stay straight on the string. Amen. That may take some Sundays like this. Amen. But sometimes, some of y'all get a little sideways. I'm kidding. Peggy, I'm kidding. Y'all are the best. But the thing is this, we need to know what is in front of us. We need to know what was behind us. We need to know where we are today. And we need to know this. There's a lot of darkness out there yet to come. But don't be afraid. Well, the news is not going to save you. It's just going to scare you. How often have you heard the news guy come on and say, well, I just want to tell y'all, everything is fine. Everything couldn't be any better with the world today in the United States. They're not going to tell you that because people don't want to hear that. They want to hear the bad stuff. Why is that? I don't know. But I know this. God loves you. He loves you. Do you know it? Do you know how much He loves you? I don't know if we really could, but we get an inkling of it. He cares about your every move, your every thought, and He's your shepherd. So as smart as I may be, I need to follow the shepherd's voice. Well, I know a shortcut. How many of us have been riding in a car and you're going and somebody says, I know a shortcut, turn here. Wrong deal. Should have never done that, right? There are no shortcuts with God, but there is safety and blessings and prosperity and peace. Let me tell you something. To be a sheep in the pasture of Jesus is the best place to be on all the planet. He's going to cause you to lie down in green pastures. Beside still waters. You won't want for a thing. And when you do go through those valleys, He's with you to protect you and take care of you, right? And then when you get on the other side, He's going to anoint you with oil. That's a good thing. That means, now we're talking about the chief shepherd. He anoints the sheep. When you get anointed into an office or ministry or whatever, we put oil on our hands and we lay our hands on you. But scripturally and spiritually, God puts His hand on you. Not that we're not God. But when you do that, read the scripture. He anoints you. That's why you go through an ordination service and you're being ordained into something. And if it's a spiritual situation, which it should be in church, it is very powerful. It's like tears will be flowing. Right, Dina? Happened under 10 even, didn't it? That was a powerful night. We pray for Dina. We pray for Melody to be ordained. Oh, my goodness. It was just like, boom. God put His hand on them. God is putting His hand on you because you're a sheep. Amen? Okay, and because we're sheep, and you sheep are getting hungry, and you're ready to go. So we'll have plenty to talk about tonight. So come back tonight. Closing with this. What's happening in the Scripture and in our world right now can be the most crucial time we as a generation have ever been. It's been close before. But for us. Let's all stand up, please. Y'all are the best. Thank you. We thank our praise team today for doing what they did and leading us into the presence of God. Thank you all for responding and getting into the flow of God. And sometimes you just have to tell your body to shape up. Stand up and speak up and sing out. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for this opportunity today. Thank You to be associated with this group of people. Lord God, I thank You that Your perfect will is done in our lives. We will follow the voice of the shepherd, and we will not let go of His hand. Lord God, thank You that You're going to take us from the beginning of our journey all the way to the end, to the Father's house. And we give you praise for all this. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen. Amen. Tell somebody you love them before.